I'm just going to just remind us of a little bit of what Pete spoke about last week, is the four pillars that we've been praying about and we've been seeking God about as a leadership team. And I just really felt that God put it on my heart just to talk a little bit more about each one, just to give you a little bit more detail, and particularly for those people that weren't here last week, won't have a clue what I'm talking about. So also for those people. Okay, so we got together as a leadership team. We prayed. God spoke as he does. And we shouldn't be surprised that he speaks. And we came up with these, well, we didn't. God came up with these four pillars. And actually everything that we've been talking about this morning feeds into that, which is good. So the first one is safe environment. God specifically said to us that he wants to make a house of tenderness and gentleness where we are held in his hands. It's pretty awesome, isn't it? But what does that actually mean? What does a safe environment mean? Because it might mean different things to different people. Chris will talk a lot more about this, so I'm going to make it brief. It's an environment where we're not judging. We're non-judgmental. We're free to be ourselves. That's pretty key, to be free to be ourselves. It's a place of healing, and it's a place where we can reveal our gifts, we can show our gifts, we can give our gifts to other people. So it's a really safe place, but we want people to feel that they are themselves, they're free to be themselves, they are valued. We talk about that a lot, we've talked about that a lot, we will continue to talk about that a lot. So yeah, we want people to feel safe. I have heard people say that when they come here, they feel they can be themselves, particularly people that are visiting, and we really, really want that to continue. We have already got part of that, but we know it's going to grow, and it's going to get bigger. And in Psalm 27 verse 5 it says, "For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock." Now, I've read that before and gone, oh yeah, that's great. But today, for me, that really means that's us as a church. You know, his dwelling place and his shelter. I feel that's our church. The church should be the church. Not just our church, but certainly for this, in this context, this church. And that's going to be our dwelling place. That's going to be our safety. So, yeah. The second one. Worship. Pete talked a lot about this last week, so I won't go into that too much. It's part of our DNA. It's what Living Waters is all about. It's what Living Waters has always been about. And that is not going to change. We are going to keep worship as key part of it. God wants us to have him as in the centre of everything we do, and worship enables us to do that. So we want to continue that. Pete talked about being thankful and grateful last week, and he talked a little bit more about kind of the worship thing. Yeah, and we want to continue that. We want to come with gratitude, not just on a Sunday. Worship isn't just about a Sunday, but it should permeate every part of our life. You know, Rebecca and her dancing. Can't talk about it. Yeah, she's worshipping God. She may not 100% know that. I'm sure she does. But yeah, it's part of her worship. We don't have to be here. And in Psalm 29, verse 2, it says, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness." We're asked to do it, so we should worship. And our God's awesome, so why would we not want to worship? But we know it's very much part of us, so we're going to continue that. The third one was coaching, stroke mentoring, I put. We believe that God's taking us on a journey. And you know, teaching is very, very good. But we believe that God wants us to be equipped and released. And we feel that he's saying for us to do that, to do more coaching or mentoring, come alongside people, help them in that journey. And I kind of I saw this little quote, and I've kind of changed it a little bit, just to cut a bit out of it, but it said, "Teaching is generally a one-sided conversation. However, coaching is more two-way, ongoing, supporting, and encouraging, and it's being on a journey together," which I quite liked. You know, if you play football, let's talk about this. I watched football the other week. It's very good. Bristol City didn't win, but they didn't lose. So that was good. And they're playing Sheffield. Where were they playing? Nottingham Forest. I knew I'd forget the team they're playing. And they just, it was nil-nil, but they're a Premiership team and we didn't lose. Anyway, so at the point. In football, I could get a ball or I could go, "Oh, look, that's how you kick." But actually, if I come alongside you and go, "Oh, let's kick the ball around together and let's learn different ways of doing things. And oh, that's a little bit of a different tactic." You're going to learn in a different way, but we're coming alongside each other. We're working together for the same goal, and that's really important. I did find a verse, which I thought was interesting, because I went, why is there a Bible verse about mentoring? And I thought, Proverbs 27, verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And in another translation it says, if I can find it, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And I thought that's quite good. It is two-way relationship. And that's really important. Okay, and the fourth thing, because I said I'd be brief and I haven't been, is groups. We're just going to keep banging on about them, because they're a good thing. And yeah, Matthew 18, verse 20 says, for where two or three gather in my name, there am I with you. So it's good to be together, isn't it? We want them to be natural, organic groups, open and closed groups, but they're basically people, places where people can grow, develop, be vulnerable, learn to love each other more, and just really develop those really strong relationships. So those are our four things. So they are safe environment, worship, coaching, and groups. So there are four pillars built on the incredibly strong foundation that we already have. So it's exciting. So do ask us more questions if you want to know more. But we'll be talking about it a lot, for years probably.